It seems strange to many people that I should be impressed by the wonders and beauties of Niagara. They are always asking, "What does this beauty or that music mean to you? You cannot see the waves rolling up the beach, or hear their roar. What do they mean to you?" In the most evident sense, they mean everything. I cannot fathom or define their meaning any more than I can fathom or define love or religion or goodness. During the summer of 1893, Miss Sullivan and I visited the World's Fair with Dr. Alexander Graham Bell. As I recall with unmixed delight those days when 1,000 childish fancies became beautiful realities. Every day in imagination I made a trip round the world, and I saw many wonders from the uttermost parts of the earth, marvels of invention, treasures of industry and skill, and all the activities of human life actually passed under my fingertips. I liked to visit the Midway Plaisance. It seemed like the Arabian Nights. It was crammed so full of novelty and interest. Here was the India of my books, and the curious bazaar with its Shivas and elephant gods. There was the land of the pyramids, concentrated in a model Cairo, with its mosques and long processions of camels. Yonder were the lagoons of Venice, where we sailed every evening when the city and the fountains were illuminated. I also went on board a Viking ship, which lay a short distance from the little craft.